in it for the kicks, back in my day.
It's time to burn.
Just under a month ago, we gave you the story of the classic Age of Love remix from Jam and Spoon. Well, what we didn't tell you at the time is that Jam and Spoon have gone by many other aliases as well. One of those alter egos helped Jam Almar, who's one part of the group, to obtain his most commercially successful record to date. That production name was Storm, and the year was 2000. In that time, Time to Burn, the track, became a global top 10 hit due to its signing to the Ministry of Sound label Data. I asked Jam to give us the story of Time to Burn and what was the difference between Jam and Spoon and Storm.
We wanted to have something that was more pointing to club sound again a bit more than Jam and Spoon. Jam and Spoon kind of moved away from the club, really. And it was all of a sudden, you know, we had these pop songs like Right in the Night, Angel, Kaleidoscope Skies, and stuff like that. And we had some funny B-sides and funny tracks on the album. They were a bit more experimental, so we said that we don't want it to end up like, you know, being pop producers. We wanted to go back where we came from. And so there was Storm all of a sudden. There was a new project. Time to Burn is still one of our most successful records. I think it was 4 weeks in top 10 in UK and also very successful in other territories. You know, we were ending up in the studio recording stuff. We would never really have a result. And, you know, after a couple of weeks, suddenly I played this stupid note. Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, bum. And, you know, that was it. And I found these funny samples, you know, on a sample record. There was this It's Time to Burn combined with that groove and this sample of Underground Resistance. They'd made the chemistry for the Time to Burn record.
When did you realize that Time to Burn was big?
When I got a call from the A&R. I was in the train. I was jumping like in the train, like, yeah! And it was really a lot of fun. Because I didn't know that it was going to be that huge, you know. And then we took the next plane over to UK and we were at the Top of the Pops, yeah. Top of the Pops was something really legendary. When I was young, you know, when I was 6 years old, I already heard about Top of the Pops. And suddenly you're invited to perform there. It was really cool, really, really cool. I loved it.
Can you remember who else was on Top of the Pops for your episode?
Yeah, it was Robert Plant was there. Robert Plant, I was a big fan of Led Zeppelin when I was a teenager. And Whole Lotta Love was just like a holy grail for me. One of my favorites. One of my all-time favorites.
The first ever electronic music show on Howrecky. This is In It For The Kicks. 10 till midnight Friday nights.
Radio Howrecky.